I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Assad regime in Syria has fallen after rebel forces took several major cities, including the capital, Damascus. President Bashar al-Assad's ouster has been 13 years in the making since the Arab Spring. Samuel with Redemptive Stories says the sudden shift in the war was made possible by the weakening of Iran, Russia, and Hezbollah, which were propping up Assad's government. Yet Syrian Christians and minorities are asking, does this trade one type of oppression for another?
There's still significant fear as to what this might mean for them. The rebels, they have direct ties and connections historically to Al-Qaeda. You might call them ISIS adjacent.
Join Redemptive Stories in fasting and praying for Syria tomorrow, December 11th. Pray for Syrians seeking hope to find Jesus. And finally, with all that's uncertain in the world right now, here's an encouraging story from Mission Cry. The Bibles and Christian books they shipped out to the South African nation of Malawi are now out on the streets. Jason Wolford, president of Mission Cry, says their local partner in Malawi ministers to orphanages, prisons, and through a mobile library. Their bookmobile is a truck loaded with potential to reach anyone with the gospel.
We stop, we put out signs and start distributing and then move on to the next town. And so we're able to get into some of these areas where someone may not be in prison, or they might not, you know, be in the orphanage, might not be in church, but they're willing to take a book and read about our Lord and Savior.
Is there an unused Bible or Christian book on your shelf? Consider donating it to Mission Cry. We'll connect you in the full story at our website on how to send books or sponsor a future shipment. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.